Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
All right, good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network station, and this is the hour of the Thursday Night Live open mic, and I am so highly anticipating all the poets coming through and sharing in their voice this evening, but you know how we have to do it. Everybody don't always arrive on time, but when they come, they really lay it down on the mic, so we're going to just get it started up in here. All right, we're waiting for my co-host to arrive. We have talked, and hopefully everything can get together with his internet connection and service, and you know. But in the meantime, we gotta get it going up in here. And I'm gonna read a poem from one of my books, Romantic Poetic Excursion. I've never read this, I don't believe, on the show, so I'm gonna read it. On Top of the World. Standing on top of the world, feeling like a giddy little girl, because this man has chosen me to eternally dwell in his world. I want to feel the symphony of butterflies, making music echo from the walls of my inner thighs. I don't want to be sexually deprived, because I'm preserving myself as a gift, the grand prize. My king, reveal yourself. Don't continue to hide, because I'm growing weary, wanting to sexually backslide, because all the violent heat rolling between my inner thighs. I'm trying to keep on the path of celibacy, so that on our first union, I can be your delicacy. But the deprivation is slowly killing me. So my king, reveal yourself to me and come and set me free. I need to let loose free myself of the urges that so profoundly ignites my body into a passionate heat. It's like a forest fire. With every pant, the flames grow wilder and higher, spreading like an epidemic. Its intensity is so heated that it's erupting like a lava as a volcanic peak. I feel like I'm depriving myself of the communion of sexual pleasures, wondering whether am I doing all this in vain. Is there a man out there for me preserving himself the same? Is there a man not playing games, keeping a scoreboard for all the women he has laid so he can get his name highlighted in the sexual hall of fame? I don't want to give up on everlasting love. I just want to be treated above all the other women that has ever entered and exited his world. I want to be his one and only girl. I want him to relinquish the one and only key that unlocks the door that allows me to eternally dwell in his world. I want to stand on top of the world as a free agent, free with my sexuality, content with my monogamy. So my king, reveal yourself. Let our worlds merge into an eclipse. Help me smile, dancing on top of the world, because I'm feeling like a giddy little girl, because you have chosen me to eternally dwell in your world. And that's my piece. All right. Know how we have to do it up in here? I see the poets are coming through, so I'm just going to clap it up for my own self and then just... Get it on. Okay, all right, we can find another feature here.
Hello.
All right. Welcome back, poets. All right. Hello, Mr. Wing Dog, Shanice Marie, guest 6940. We so appreciate your presence here. So many popping in and out, but nevertheless, the call-in number 917-932-8881 is the number to call in and get your spot on the mic tonight. I'm still waiting for my co-host to call in, so, you know, until then, we're going to keep the show going here. And I just saw a hand raised up. All right, so we're just going to do what we do on open mic. All right, with the open mic hype. All right, caller from the 786, you're on the air with Miss Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is DC, the voice of reason. How you doing?
Hey, DC, hello, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Glad to hear your voice. I see you've been on the grind.
What?
What in the world?
Tonight or tomorrow, you're going to see why. I'm going to leave that as a surprise, but you're going to see why. I've been on a serious grind, yeah.
Yes.
But
I just taking it all in, smiling.
I am going to do a piece, and I'm going to do a little something different that may surprise you, so we'll just see what happens.
All right.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready for you.
Okay. Just like a birdie, I wanna fly free. Just like a birdie, I wanna fly free. Just like a birdie, I wanna fly free. God, can you hear me? I said, God, can you hear me? Are you listening? If you are, can you please intercede and deliver us from our trespasses that trespass against us? Or the cries that my ancestors gave of every day ignorance created the first slave. Adopted in this so-called land of the free and home of the brave. Tagged and sold on auction blocks with limited space. Timed by random expiration dates. And you have the nerve to say that love heals all wounds, right? Well, what was love when my father was drugged for miles till his screams turned into silence? And what was love when my mother was raped by opportunities that time couldn't kill? And what was love when hate was the only thing that fed my survival? So one day, God convinced me to take ownership of a place that took the place of this noose around my neck. And I swore before my right hand to God that I would never allow vengeance to build bridges that my children couldn't cross. So now my days of being a slave are numbered, conquered by this war in me. And as long as I have the faith of a mustard seed, God will pay me with his promises. So now at the cost of obedience, I can now hear the drums of freedom celebrated in the womb of Africa. Narrated through her eyes of resilience. And her heartbeat made us dance with tambourines that were made from the skins of her oppressors. For they know not what they do, because we were slaves planted in forbidden fruit that became heathens of the overwhelmed with a clenched fist. Directed by untitled tribulation, because only revelation resides within these lines of struggle. And I plead the fifth on being humble, and I wonder if freedom will ever credit redemption for suffering at the hands of strangers. And I am tired of God being bookmarked in randomly read pages read backwards, forgetting that he is the beginning and the end. Because God don't make cowards out of the chosen, because strength comes in numbers, only subtracted by non-believers that cheat God by putting him in the confines of lines with no passion, leaving freedom to fend for itself with no followers. So now the truth can only survive on borrowed time, taken from lives with insufficient funds. But my battle was already won because God became the catalyst of my praise. He is the pulse of my purpose. He is the integrity of the sun. He is the heartbeat of this drum. He is love without compromise. He is unread messages through faith-driven eyes. He is life. He is light. He is freedom. And that's that peace.
Praise the Lord. That's a good one. Now, DC, do you mind if I just say glory? Hallelujah. You took it there. You know, I must disagree with you. It's not nothing different. It's the same old DC, but with a greater anointing.
I try to go hard or go home. You know, that's my phrase that pays. I try to do it in the spirit of excellence, so I don't do it at all. I try to go do my best.
Absolutely. DC, I really appreciate you sharing that. You just really truly uplifted my spirit. You just know. I won't go into it on the show, but thank you so much for that.
Well, you know I got you. You know, God got us, so you know how that works. But yeah, I am, as you can see on Facebook, I'm like a serious disrespectful grind. I've been at the Trayvon Martin rally. I've been blessed to do poetry there in front of 2,000 supporters there, and that was a blessing. That was an amazing experience. And then I'm doing a lot of stuff for my foundation, Love Colored Black, who we're doing a lot of things. We did something in Orlando. We did some here in Miami, and we got a few more things in the works right now. And it's just been a blessing that God has really shown up and shown out regarding my life and my walk with poetry. And he's not finished yet. So, I mean, I'm still going to do something that's going to really blow people's minds. And the main reason why I think God is using me, because he wants people to know that he is real and he is relevant.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he ain't an old guy that's stuck in the Bible. You know, he wants people to take him out of the Bible and know that he's relevant to now. And, you know, if he got to use me to do it, that's fine. But, you know, I'm glad that he even trusts me enough to even use me to do it. So
yes,
I'm just really thankful.
Yes, Mr. DC. Yes. You know, plug everything that you can, because I know a lot of people are just really honor and respect you as a poet and really a minister of poetry, you know, and you're thoroughly respected, and we definitely see what you're doing out there, and it's we're so proud of you, and thank you for allowing God to use you, because not everybody who has a calling accepts the calling and wants to share and be on the mission.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And you know what, Michelle, it's just like you. It's like you have a calling for what you do, and you do it boldly without compromise. And God is going to honor that. You know, that's why, you know, when we get stressed and stuff and all of this stuff happens, that's just letting us know that we're doing the right thing and going the right direction. When stuff don't happen, that's when you need to worry.
Absolutely, yes.
But when stuff is coming at you full throttle, that means the enemy is mad. You done disturbed his equilibrium, and you know you're doing the right thing. So, you know, I just thank God for people like you that has created a platform for us to go to. You know, because we would never be who we are without you and coming on your show and gracing your mic with our gifts. So, we just thank God for you guys. You know.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. DC. You just knew how to encourage the sister tonight. Do you want to share anything else before we take the next caller?
No, I'm going to fall back and not be selfish and listen to some amazing poets. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
All right, we love you, DC. So, all right, keep on moving, keep on shining, and keep on doing the will of our Father.
I love you back, and you have a blessing.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take the very next call, DC, the voice of reason. He just does something to me every time he graces his mic. All right, we're going to take the very next caller here. Caller from the 256 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, how you doing? This is Wing Dog.
Hey, Mr. Wing Dog, how you been?
I'm just fine. I got a new piece I want to share, and it's called Watermelon and Fried Chicken.
All right.
America, America, you could turn your stereo up, put your TV in stereo, but whatever you do, hear me out. Please do not stereotype me. See, I'm not a wild beast, a dumb jock, or a lazy thug. Myth, lies, and misconceptions abound. Unwanted labels are put on my lapel. Many ambiguous beliefs and opinions that I vehemently despise that you used to define me. See, I'm the complete opposite of several of your unpopular definitions. Treated like a common animal, degraded and humiliated. Naive and deceived, the image Jehovah created us in was tarnished from the beginning, the very first minute. Black feet stepped off of Master's boat, that great white float, into a southern cotton bowl, while happily watching the rosy parade of freedom march right on by. Well, immediately, at first glance, there were noticeable differences. There were night, tight, nappy wool-like hair and big, full lips, strong white teeth. Women with broad noses, firm breasts, round rumps, and curvy hips. Muscular toned bodies, flat chiseled abs, large hands, and flat fast feet. A small piece of cloth hiding huge long penises with ample girth. A tribal king or queen standing on an auction block on full display, secreting the natural scent of Mother Earth. No shield or colorful robe, naked and exposed. Well, who wouldn't stare at such a beautiful, magnificent specimen? Unable to read or write a language foreign to their native land, denied an education and made to feel inferior, once a proud Nigerian, granted the first of many stereotypes. Now we just a ignorant nigger. Emancipated and finally free, during that great northern migration, cotton turned into concrete as black worn-out souls stepped on Yankee cement pavement full of prejudiced pothole and bigot assholes. Oppressed and not given equal rights, thus more names and stereotypes. I must admit, sadly, some we acquired by our own merit. Well, let's look at a few. James Crow Jr., your daddy Jim Crow kept our 40 acres and a mule and gave us old slave shack. We built a porch, then you called us porch monkeys. You put a stop to sharecropping. Your uncle, Sam, gave us commodities and government-issued rations and said we was lazy, always waiting on a handout welfare recipient. They segregated us, messed up and gave Jane Brown a microphone. You became irate and said we was black and two proud coons. But some of us moved to the suburbs and became stuck up by their own marriage. After giving us cheap, subsidized housing in the inner cities, you called them ghettos and we was project trash. But I ask, did Good Times become a number one sitcom by its own merit? You put us on TV in blackface, then called us Sambo. Tupac flipped our beloved hip-hop a bird and said, fuck the police. Then you said it was gangster music and tried to ban it from the radio. So what if Ja Rule and Ice Cube became gangsters by way of studio? In the 70s, Hollywood exploited us in black exploitation movies. Then they wrote us off as pimps and players. Yet, Billy Dee Williams became a sex symbol by his own merit. Or did he? You raped and molested our women and then said we were sex-craved maniacs and half-breeds with high libido. Now, Mr. Marcus and Superhead became porn stars by their own merit. Ain't got nothing to do with that. In Tuskegee, you gave us syphilis. in South Carolina, you sterilized some of our young ladies, yet you called us criminals. You refused to build playgrounds or parks in our neighborhood, so we took to the corners. Then you called us do-rag-wearing hoodlums. Yeah, I know. We became pants-sagging thugs by our own merit. When the Black Panthers folded, our youth reorganized and changed colors and became gangbangers by their own merit. Then California made the street strike law, but all that did was rapidly fill up the prison system with them. Locked away in a steel cell without a chance of rehabilitation or therapy, then you had the nerve to call us angry, violent, and vicious? Shit. All the while, you infested our community with heroin and cocaine from Colombia, but you called us drug dealers and fiends? Okay, I will admit, we became crackheads by our own merit. In high school and colleges, coaches treated their star athletes like celebrities. The teachers and professors gave them passing grades when PE was the only class they were passing. Then you labeled them as dumb jocks. But you appointed Clarence Thomas to the high court, who helped abolish affirmative action and became Uncle Tom by his own merit. But I ask, will discrimination ever stop? See, we marched and won the right to vote and legally moved into the White House. Now you hollering you want it back? Well, damn it, who took it? The last I heard, it was still in America. With James Crow Jr., I refuse to be identified by your stereotypes. America, turn up your stereos, put your TV in stereo. But whatever you do, hear me out. See, I'm not your stereotypical wild beast, dumb jock, or lazy thug. Even though finger licking, I happen to like more than just watermelon and fried chicken. Now, James, I'm going to warn my brothers about your types and your stereotypes. Black men, please beware. See a darkness hover over America like a liver, black infested with cancer, labeled in danger, stereotype, lazy, angry, and whorish. Ignorance got us misunderstood, underrepresented in positions of power, undergraduate school and courtroom, except child support cases, overpopulated jails, prison, and juvenile cases. Multiple felons got our brothers' hand tied like shoelaces. Yet, black men, please beware. An epidemic is spreading faster than a wildfire blowing the Santa Ana winds. It's called injustice, and none of us are immune. Any given moment, any one of us can become a victim. Stereotype. At home chilling. Or hanging out with your brother. It don't matter. A night out with your boys, coming from a game or a bachelor party. Remember Sean Bell? It don't matter. On a date with wifey, in the park with your girl, returning to your crib after coming home from the store, walking in your own neighborhood, Trayvon? It don't matter. Whether you strap, pack it or not, proper ID or not, wearing a wife beater, a hoodie or not, it don't matter. High yellow, light skin, chocolate, or dark skin. It don't matter. They said we all the same anyway. Whether you minding your own business, brothers, beware. In an instant, you could be stereotyped and racially profiled, just like it was said that we all love watermelon and fried chicken. Now, forget you, James Crow Jr. Go in there and get me some chicken, punk. That's my piece.
Woo! All right, mister. My own. A.K.A. Mr. Willie Dog.
All right.
Yes, sir. You just won the truth. My brother, you broke down the truth in that piece.
Oh wow, wow! I had to speak out. I'm just, you know, this whole incident with Trayvon and everything. You know, I'm glad it sparked other people to get up off the get up and make and do something about these injustices. I'm really glad about that. But we still need to pay attention because, sadly, that was not the first one. It's not the last one. So we have to still be on our P's and Q's. And I just want to. I wrote that piece to let it know, hey, it ain't over yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. I feel you on that. you definitely broke down the truth, and I mean, you really, you know, gave that piece a lot of thought to really break down the stereotype, because there are a lot of stereotypes. It seems like such an unfair thing, but it exists, you know, and it causes us to have so many different things thought about us as a people. Man, you broke that down. I really thoroughly enjoyed that.
Well, thank you. But like I did say, though, also some of those stereotypes we brought on our own self, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I had to fight on that side of it, too. It ain't just them saying this about us. Some of this stuff we brought on our own, you know what I'm saying, because of
Absolutely.
Our own action, the way we conducted our own selves, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, and I love the way you brought that, you know, you went back and forth, you boxed with it back and forth, you know, I'm speaking the truth on both sides of the spectrum. So, yes, very, very talented, creative piece. Loved it. All right.
Thanks.
You want to shout out and let people know how to connect with you very quickly?
Yeah, Gary Malone, Adams, Alabama. You can see him, find me on Facebook. And if you want to cue me back in and share another piece later, I'll be more than happy to do that. And until then, I'm just going to sit back and continue to listen to the show.
Okay. Thank you, my dear brother, for sharing. We just enjoyed you so much.
All right. Thank you once again. Thank you for this platform, the opportunity for us poets to share our voice and our gifts. So, thus, I thank you.
Thank you. All right, that was Mr. Wing Dog breaking it down on both sides of the spectrum, speaking the truth. I see some exciting poets coming through, so I'm just going to have to just, you know, let it rip on the mic tonight. All right. Caller from the 216 area code, you are on the air with Ms. Poetic Heat. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Nate Dizzle.
Hey, Nate
Dizzle,
how are you?
All right, how you doing?
I'm great. It's so great to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's great to hear yours, too.
So what you going to do for us tonight?
Tonight I'm going to do a poem I wrote called Family Secrets.
All right, break it down.
Who's really to blame? Like most families, secrets are brushed under the rug because of the filth and shame. Child molestation, incest, rape, and I've only started to bake this cake. Too afraid to bring the truth to light, because when he was molested, he was too young to fight. So he told his mother what went on under the cover. She makes the older brother stop, but fails to get him help. He received a nice disability check, so she decides to keep quiet and keep it and him on deck. Later on, this cake now baked, Chester the molester would offer other kids a piece of it. But nothing's free, take it from me. I was his first victim, but there would be many more to come. One day he molested a 6-year-old girl named Keisha. Because I told on him, he made me be the lookout. As she received her slice of cake, having no idea what's at stake. My sister riding a bike in the backyard popped a wheelie and got a peep of this scene. She ran to go tell. He tells Keisha, pull up your panties, time to bell. The parents confront them both. They ask the younger son, how could you do this to us? After all we've done for you, how could you be the lookout and do this to us? The younger says, talk to my big brother, because I'm not to blame. I didn't do this. The big brother walks away with a slap on the wrist, while the little brother got his ass whooped like he was Chester the molester. Time passes on, and they move to another neighborhood. With the same practices still in place, it didn't do much good. He grew bolder, mom walking around the house like Katherine Jackson did, knowing damn well Michael was a monster at large, as if no one told her. So he goes after church kids, nieces, nephews, no telling to what lengths he would go. funny how when Christians go to church, we have a tendency to look the other way and brush shit under the rug, always showing an outward display of brotherly love. When Jesus said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me," this is not the suffering he had in mind. The victims continued until Chester moved out the house. The younger brother never really forgave his mom and one day asked her why. "Why did she look the other way?" he said. She said, "I loved him and couldn't stand to see him locked up, but had the stomach to watch kid after kid after kid and never told the authorities what he did." She confessed the monster molested her and her three sisters growing up. And that monster was her father. So why bother? That's my piece.
Ooh, you know, Nate, that was a very emotional piece. And I almost am reluctant to clap only because of the serious nature of that piece. But I applaud you for delivering it in the best way you knew how. And I'm going to clap for that reason, because you're a poet gracing my mic tonight. But no, I just know that I hear the seriousness behind that, you know, that piece that you wrote. But I'm going to applaud you for just gracing my mic tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that piece. You know, I know that it was just because there's a lot of emotional things involved with, you know, that storyline. And I know when you normally, you know, it's usually a true, you know, a true story. So,
it's funny, you know, I was talking to my niece the other night. She's studying for her master's, and she said poetry, they call that, you know, catharsism. She said it's because it's the ability to put things down on paper that you've overcome. You can write about them and speak about them because it no longer bears sway over your being.
So true. It is a healing, you know, it's a tool for healing, you know, with anything in our lives. And it does give us that voice to speak on things that we wouldn't normally speak on under normal circumstances. So, you know, it's just wonderful to be able to be a poet and to be able to write and express and heal at the same time.
Right, it is.
All right, shout it out. Let the people know how to reach us and touch you.
Thank you. You can hit me up at Nathan Smith on Facebook. And I'm the trendy dude with the white pillow and the studious-looking glasses. The charming young fellow.
You always seem to bring laughter in it. Even with the seriousness of your piece, you always bring a smile on everybody's face. So thank you so much, my brother, for coming through. We certainly missed you and appreciate you coming through tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right. We're going to take the next caller here. That was Mr. Nate Dizzo, repping the Ohio area. All right. Next caller on cue. Caller from the 504 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Taylor from New Orleans. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Outstanding. Outstanding.
All right, what are you going to do for us for tonight?
Piece called Press On, which will
All right.
speak for itself. Okay. I once found myself sleeping and dreaming, and I dreamt I was a god. I dreamt I could change the world, and I dreamt all that I would do, all that I would change. I dreamt about how we avoid conflict more than visits to in-laws. How cowardly some of the people have been. I remember that there were people willing to exchange their integrity and quiet their voice for the illusion of peace, and yet they still called themselves men. And so I reached into their souls, showed them their barely beating hearts, and said, stand. And as I continued, I said, speak. Say all that you mean and all that you think, and if anyone tries to silence you, raise your hand. For we must never forget to fight for what we cherish and what we love, even at great cost. To stutter even for a moment is to have lost. And as I watched, they all stood and shouted the words which they once thought could only be whispered. I then remembered that responsibility is misplaced more than keys or glasses have ever been, and that the majority thank God for their fortune and blame Satan for their sin. So I reached out, grabbed their hands, and whispered into their ears, these are yours and yours alone. Your name is inscribed in them through every tissue and every bone. For you are as responsible for using them as choosing not to. And when it comes to the power of the human mind, there is simply nothing they cannot do. Too many blame the stars and planets, television, society, drunkenness, even sobriety. Too many blame their world, their career, their parents, even their year. And I tell them, it is you. It always was. Every word you speak is yours to support with your tongue. Every drop of hate that floods your days is yours to push through and find joy to fill your lungs. Your life is only as hard as you allow it to be. Your dreams only as impossible as you are willing to believe. The world is yours for the taking, but first you must take it. And as I watched, they began to build a world which they once thought could only be imagined. I then pondered the blindness of this world and its inability to foresee. Women and men who enjoy the act of sex but forget what it can create. The apparent many who are willing to risk having a child with someone they aren't even willing to date. The fiancé who thinks that marriage will be an untiable knot. The offered drug and the girls, why not? The joking words that become fists, the repressed boy who slits his wrist, and all of the regrets that cannot be taken back. And so I take time, rewind, and I tell them, remember that sex does not precede love and for good reason. Remember that marriage is a celebration of that love and not an unbreakable agreement. Remember that you cannot solve an internal problem with an external solution. And remember that violence is a last resort and suicide is humanity's very execution. For mankind has always been great because of its persistence, its unwillingness to bend its great gift of resistance, and by far it is the most important of them all, to continue to rise each time we fall, to push forward past the cynics, the disagreements, and the threats, to push on past the impossible, the ignoble, to do our best. And I remind them that Beethoven wrote symphonies when he could only hear the vibrations through the ground, and that a protesting Buddhist monk in Vietnam burned himself to death without so much as a flinch or a sound. I remind them that Einstein's teachers once remarked that he was mentally slow and had foolish dreams, that Tolstoy was unable to learn, Walt Disney lacked imagination, and Thomas Edison was too stupid to learn anything. And as we watched, they did what we thought was unthinkable. It pressed on. And when I awoke, I lay there for an hour, imagining I was still a god with that limitless power. And then I remembered, I'm a man, but I am just as capable as any god could ever be. So I rose out of bed and stood. I spoke to the people and listened. I fought for my liberty, and I won. I saw the right choice, and I took it, and I pressed on.
That's that piece.
It is.
Yes. Woo. Love, love, love. Just... That was a very defining piece. I really appreciate your delivery. You have a very distinguishing voice, and the way you delivered it makes a person want to pay attention to every word you're speaking.
Well, I surely hope they do.
I'm sure they do. You know, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It definitely. Something that, you know, people need to pay attention to, because, you know, when we speak with such defining messages, you know, people can't help but listen and pay attention, because it's a message that not everybody is speaking, and but everybody needs to hear, obviously.
So I thoroughly enjoyed you sharing that piece on the show. What was the title of that piece again?
Press On.
Press On. All right, my brother, you gonna let us know who you are, let the people know who you are and how to reach out and touch you?
Absolutely not. Just my words.
You said absolutely not?
That's right.
Well, I'll reach out and touch you. Well, you got any books or anything you want to plug? Or?
Nope, I'm only here to give the words.
All right, we have to respect that. You're certainly welcome to always come through and share your voice, and we certainly appreciate you again coming through.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Poet. All right, we're going to take the very, very next caller here. All right, caller from the 202 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, what's up, Poetic E? This is Laurie. How you doing?
Hey, Laurie. How you doing, sir?
I'm all right. I'm going to make it quick because I don't want to hog the mic, but I got a double play for you. So I'm not even finished writing this piece, but I'm feeling it so much that I'm going to just go with it. You ready?
All right.
This is called Dedication to My Thugs. This is dedicated to all my fake wannabe ride or die thugs, so-called. Your shit stinks like a skunk. Or should I say these wannabe gangsters perpetrating and faking the funk on some made-up junk? Even if you are a hardcore killer, what is the point if you do it to your own sisters and brothers? I don't advocate violence at all, but if you a broke sucker, why are you weak that you are willing to hurt another broke sucker? But you have all these lawmakers and politicians that have transformed from the KKK to suits and ties in the courtrooms and political office. You're not robbing and killing them. They are the ones that saw to it that you're in the situation that you're in, and you are faring no better. Well, actually, you're faring a little bit better and have better opportunities than your brothers and sisters did 30 years ago. Lives were lost, people suffered from the right to vote. But your ass still thugged out and bugged out. Nigga, you's a joke. Throwing up your ridiculous sign, repping neighborhoods you don't even own. You got a nerve to be so macho with your pants hanging off your ass. But dumbass, don't you know that is a homosexual call-out sign in jail that gives an aggressor a free pass? If you so thorough, then why did those cops that assaulted Rodney King and Diallo, why are they still living? There was no strong uprising over the killings of Sean Bell and Trayvon Martin. You serious? But you willing to kill your own brethren over some territory shoes, petty robbery? You must be spiritually delirious. You are so tough and hard, even harder with a gun, but soon as the cops come, you'll bitch ass run. Why? I thought you was the ultimate tough guy. You're so dumbed down to nonsense. Your whole life is full of fake, superhuman, idiotic behavior and clueless suspense. And some of you old wannabes are leading the next generation of young ones down this idiotic road, contaminating them with your own psychological bondage of oppression, another lesson that needs to be told. Well, here's my official statement to you. The hell with you. I'm no longer concerned about your issues of well-being because you did not care about that sister that you raped. You didn't care about that brother that you killed for $2. You didn't respect that older gentleman that was just trying to cross the street to get his meds. Instead, you take something and bash him in his head. Well, here's what I say to you. If I had my way, half of you wouldn't be on these streets. You'd be locked up somewhere or be in the electric chair because you are the main evil and forces that are contaminating our community. What about those hardworking people that have to get up and take care of their kids every morning and they got to be bothered with a bugged out, thugged out, idiotic motherfucker like you that want to rob them? You don't deserve to live. So as far as I'm concerned, I could give a rat's ass about you. The same way you don't give a rat's ass about other honest, hard-working people. And that's my piece.
All Woo! Glory with her, I'm not. You can even think of it. Woo! Laurie, one thing about you is when you deliver a piece and you got some stuff on your mind, you speak your piece for real. Which is hard to believe that you did not finish that piece.
Thank you. I just,
because you delivered it like it was finished and done, you know.
I feel that in my heart. Everything I try to write, I feel in my heart. But that is something I feel for real. And that, I mean nobody any disrespect, but, myself and a lot of people that get up and go to work, you know, every day or trying to do the right thing and struggling on pins and needles, and you got to deal with some idiot out here that life gave him a bad deal, so he wants to try to, you know. And I don't mean to sound like anybody, but I do think citizens should arm themselves. They should have the right to protect themselves against this. I think we make too many excuses and justify bad behavior now. And you got all this stuff with, Trayvon Martin and, you know, even before him, Sean Bell. You got all these incidents that are happening. And I'm not saying and I'm not advocating violence, but when it comes time to stand up, you know, we don't. We march in saying we shall overcome and all this other stuff, but we're willing to fight and shoot and stab each other over some nonsense. It's just amazing.
Yes. Yeah. I hear you. Mm.
But
you probably have been coming through with some truth tonight.
Yeah. They could get at me at Facebook, Laurie Edwards, LARIE. And Miss Poetic E, before I slide out your way, I just want to say this to you. I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, and I made some bad ones. The fact is, through my life and stages, with 10,000 people watching, 'cause we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I was going to go on, but I don't want to take up no more time.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love you for that. Oh, Mr. Laurie Edwards, y'all. All right. We got some more callers here, anxious callers, and the time is far spent. So we're going to keep it going right now here. Caller from the 240 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Mind Poet.
Hello, Mind Poet. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I know you're going to share some wonderful poetry with us this evening. So let it rip.
I'm not going to be a slave to sin, because I have Jesus Christ within. I am one with the body of Christ. Don't you know that Jesus Christ came and sacrificed his life so I might have everlasting life in paradise? I will not be deceived, for Jesus Christ is who I believe, and that's all I need. I'm a Hebrew, a descendant of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. I'm a believer of Jesus Christ. I don't care if you don't even like it, because me and you are different. Same in the body, but different in the spirit. I got words, I'll let you hear it. We are the body of Christ. I'm not going to let sin dwell in me. I'm going to free me. I'm going to deny myself and pick up my cross and follow Jesus Christ, because he already paid the price for my life. He did the same for me. He did the same for you. So what you going to do? That's my piece.
All right. What you going to do? Ryan, Mind Poet, thank you so much for sharing that piece. Why don't you let us let the people know how to reach out and touch you? I know you have a couple of books out there that coincides with your poem that you just shared with us. So,
www.poetrynol.com.
Say that one more time.
www.poettreyknowles.com.
Okay. All righty. Thank you so much, my dear brother, for sharing that. We certainly appreciate you for coming
thank
through
you.
And sharing that piece. You're welcome. All right, we're going to take the very next caller here. Caller from the 513 area code. You are currently on the air, Miss Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, Miss Poetic E. This is Romeo DiNatti.
Hey, Mr. DiNatti. How are you? Well, I should say Romeo DiNatti.
Yeah, Romeo DiNatti. I'm doing good. A little shoulder killing me, but I'm at church right now, so... I just really just calling in and listening to the show. I just wanted to say, congratulations on all your success, and I look forward to seeing you this September.
Is that my official notice that you said yes?
Now, only reason I'm doing it over the phone because I work off my phone. I ain't really got access to a real computer yet, so I can't do all everything off my phone, but the answer is yes.
Okay. Yes. All right, well, I'll get with you then. Thank you.
Okay. No doubt.
Thank you, my dear friend, for calling in.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. I'm listening to the show.
Okay. All right, Mr. Romeo DiNatti. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. I see a lot of hands up. My eyes getting so the blending the numbers are blending together. All right, I see that the fellas have been coming through strong tonight. I don't think I've had one lady that graced the mic tonight other than myself. So thank you, fellas. I certainly appreciate the love. All right. We're going to take the next caller. Caller from the 301 area code. You are on the air with Miss Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Caller, are you there? All right. Well, we're gonna go ahead and play a little track from one of our favorite artists on the show, and then we'll be back with some more spoken word. This is one of my favorite tracks by one of the bad boys out there and in the poetry world. And I know many of you know who he is, Bad Boy Number 2. I love this, The Rosary of Denial. Check it out, everybody.
You came to me silently, like thieves in my temple. How dare you flick your blasphemous lashes and say you don't want to be here tonight. But your lips, like the prodigal son, returned to lit on my skin. Like it's without sin, should I show you that I have the stones to cast, that we are not unthinkable. Just unthink the thinking of what others think they know. All we should do is think of the possibilities. But I digress. You see, I am sinful. I have reached in the inner workings of my soul, stole the 1 centimeter of distance between your tongue tip and my bottom lip, place it above our deity of denial to kill every excuse not to covet the fill of your thighs, committing adulterous acts on my willpower against your logic. Even now I lie to myself, knowing full damn well that I will again use your name in vain, just to hear what it sounds like when it rains with stroke offerings on our Sabbath. While I am unholy drinking the words that you just said to me, can you not tarry with me for just a little while longer? But you came to me like temptation, 39 days into my desert, wanted me not to worship at the lips of your altar you so willingly give. How dare you kiss me with the lips of Judas, pointing lust where to find my desire, crucifying my sanity against my wants of you. I know with just 2 lips and 5 fingers of each hand, we can feed the multitudes of you and I and you. Just pray. preacher's sermon on the mount to show me that last night's Sodom and Gomorrah is right now's Eden. All you have to do is confess and say, I want to be here tonight, while fingertips count the rosary of our denial.
Detroit and all our global listeners, welcome back to the Thursday Night Lab Open Mic. That was Mr. Ray Yearby, a.k.a. Bad Boy Number 2. That is a divine piece right there. It's just been, all the brothers have been coming through. Again, I just want to say thank you. Before we let you guys go, what Mr. Romeo Denani was saying yes to, I invited him to be a part of my Spoken Word Billboard Awards this September 29th at the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan. We will be putting up some information about that. I got some creative directors working with me in pulling everything all together. Miss Poet X Emotion in the chat room, she's working on the team with me, Miss Lori, and then we have Miss China Blue working on some material for me to pull it all together so we can get some focal point on Facebook for you guys so you can see what we've been doing behind the scenes trying to bring it all together. But he will be on one of our stage. So thank you, Romeo, for saying yes. We've sent out a few agreements, and we have a couple of more agreements that we're sending out to people that we want to invite to join us, and if we're inviting you, we will make sure that you get here, pay your travel and lodge to be here on our stage September 29th. We will definitely get more and more information out for you guys, and so that you'll understand totally what this is all about. But I'm glad that he said yes, and now we can just start getting it all rolling. All right, we have only a few more minutes remaining in the show, and I'm going to take a couple more calls before we call it a night here. Oh, I see somebody from the 313 area code.
You got me? Is this me? Am I on the air?
We have on the mic.
Got you. Your best friend, the Spoken Flow Poet Hakeem.
I can't even lie to you.
I'm good. How you doing?
Oh, great. I'm great to, hear your voice.
Oh, yeah. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good.
All right. What you going to do? Are you going to do something for us tonight before we call it a night?
Yeah. I would love to close it out. You know, I'm on my way right now to They Say Poetry up here with Katrina Storm, as well as Knowledge Cafe. I'm going up here promoting. I got a feature tomorrow at the Manila Bay Cafe in Detroit. Everybody in the Detroit area listening, come check me out. You're going to get a chance to see a whole variety of stuff from me. I'm going to give y'all a little something tonight to close this out for this network right here. Let's fit some freestyle fresh off the top of my mind, traveling back in time and distant places and distant shores, trying to find the galaxy of my mind, wandering to and from as I searching destiny of myself, trying to discover that which is infinite within myself, the hidden jewels and kernels of the gifts and the blessings that God has given to myself, trying to decipher that which is the maze of my life, and through the tragedies and trials of my street life, and raised off the streets, and a tragedy of my street life would land me in a penitentiary cell blocks of a penitentiary cell block life, and it's written in tragedy of strife, and I'm speaking poetic words, trying to hear you, an image of my life through portraits of visions of fantasies and realities and pictorial pictures of my life written in pages coming through this blessings of your ears as I begin to cleanse the stages and as I begin to teach and preach the rhetoric for myself. I begin to shed light on the realities of the infinite self of the galaxies of that which made me myself. And as I begin to regurgitate thoughts and kick them on these tracks and begin to spit some facts, it was something like a midnight moon day as I begin to travel trying to find my birthday, that which would give me birth, the reason for my existence as I begin to channel myself in this plane of existence, because that is the blessing of myself, that which I have been given inside myself. Freestyle spoken freely from my mind on time, cruising I-94 in Detroit just so I can shine, like the book I wrote, Let There Be Light, so it can shine. Peace.
Well, Mr. Hakeem Crescent, y'all, y'all gotta give it up to him. Praise on the mic, freestyle. Praise on the set out here on the Kinetic Energy Network. Stay fine. Yes, that's how we talk to it. We miss you, folks. That's how we do it, y'all. Woo. All right, thank you, Mr. Brother Hakeem. I know you're doing your thing. You want to shout out anything before we completely close it out?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to, you know, to Big Chip Records. You know, my engineer, Ed Jones, that, you know, got me doing many major things with my music, with my poetry. Just want to really shout him out. He's doing major things with BMF North, Swiss Gang right now. And, you know, I'm just happy to be in Detroit, you know. So out there tonight, they say. 90s Knowledge, I'll be there in a minute. Come tomorrow, Manila Bay Cafe. Check me out. I feature at 9 p.m.
All right, y'all heard it, Detroit and all our global listeners. All right, we want to just quickly thank everybody for coming through and sharing here on the Poetic Energy Network station, all you fine poets. We certainly appreciate your voice. You definitely came through and represented tonight, and we certainly appreciate the love that you continue to show to the Poetic Energy Network station. Know that you're always welcome, and we embrace you in love. And we want to just take it out jazzy tonight. For if you wish to reach out and touch me about the event for September 29th, just call me at my publishing company's number, 734-365-6689. I'm still sending out a couple of more agreements for performers. So if you haven't gotten one from me and I've talked to you in the past about it, just know that I'm, you know, it's coming. And we're collecting still. So with that being said, again, we love you. And we're going to take it out jazzy tonight with Yancey. Thank you, Poets, again, for coming through. We love you.